Section 8. Motorcycle Equipment. Required Equipment. Every motorcycle is required to have at least one headlight, one taillight, one brake light and one red rear reflector. A mirror mounted on the left side of the vehicle is to reflect the view of the highway to the rear of the vehicle, and a muffler and a horn in good working order. Turn signals, front and rear, are optional. Basic rules and regulations. Wyoming requires adherence to the following rules and regulations for operating a motorcycle on the road. A person operating a motorcycle shall ride only upon an attached permanent and regular seat, and the motorcycle shall not carry any other person unless the motorcycle is designed to carry more than one person. In that event, a passenger may ride upon the permanent and regular seat if it is designed for two people or upon another seat firmly attached to the motorcycle at the rear or side of the operator. A person shall ride on a motorcycle only while sitting astride the seat, facing forward, with one leg on each side of the motorcycle. No person shall operate a motorcycle while carrying any article which prevents him from keeping both hands on the handlebars or obstructs his vision or interferes with the operation of the motorcycle. All motorcycles are entitled to full use of a lane of traffic. The operator of a motorcycle shall not overtake and pass any vehicle in the same lane occupied by the other vehicle unless it is another motorcycle. The operator of a motorcycle overtaking another motorcycle in the same lane shall first match the speed of the other motorcycle before passing. No person shall operate a motorcycle between lanes of traffic or between adjacent lines or rows of vehicles. Motorcycles shall not be operated three or more abreast in a single lane of traffic. No person riding a motorcycle shall attach himself or the motorcycle to any other moving vehicle on a roadway. This does not prohibit attaching a motorcycle trailer or motorcycle semi-trailer designed for such an attachment. Any motorcycle carrying a passenger, other than in a sidecar or enclosed cab, shall be equipped with footrests for the passenger. No person shall operate any motorcycle with handlebars so positioned that his hands, when upon the grips, are above shoulder height when he is sitting astride the vehicle seat with the vehicle in an upright position. No minor shall operate or ride on a motorcycle unless he is wearing protective headgear, of a type that is approved, securely fastened on his head. The standard for protective headgear shall meet or exceed the 290.1-1971 standard of the American National Standards Institute. Any person operating a motorcycle or pedestrian vehicle, designed for use by a disabled person, shall have the headlamps of the motorcycle or pedestrian vehicle on at all times, including daylight hours. Before you go. What you do before you start a trip goes a long way toward determining whether you'll get there safely. Before any trip, a safe rider makes a point to wear the right gear, become familiar with the motorcycle, check the motorcycle equipment, and be a responsible rider. Wear the right gear. The right gear protects you. In any crash, you have a far better chance of avoiding serious injury if you wear an approved helmet, face or eye protection and protective clothing. Helmet use. Crashes are common, particularly among beginning riders, and one out of every five result in head or neck injuries. Head injuries are just as severe as neck injuries and far more common. Analyses also show head and neck injuries account for a majority of serious and fatal injuries to motorcyclists and that, with few exceptions, such injuries are reduced by the proper wearing of an approved helmet. Some helmet-related facts. An approved helmet lets you see as far to the sides as necessary. A study of more than 900 motorcycle crashes, where 40% of the riders wore helmets, found no case in which a helmet kept a rider from spotting danger. Most crashes happen on short trips, less than 5 miles long and just a few minutes after starting. Most riders are riding slower than 30 miles per hour when a crash occurs. At these speeds, helmets can cut both the number and the severity of head injuries by half. No matter what the speed, helmeted riders are 3 times more likely to survive head injuries than those not wearing helmets at the time of the crash. Helmet selection. There are 2 primary types of helmets, providing 2 different levels of coverage, 3/4 and full face. Whichever you choose, you can maximize protection by making sure it meets U.S. Department of Transportation and state standards, helmets with a label from the Snell Memorial Foundation give you an added assurance of quality. Fits snugly all the way around. And has no obvious defects such as cracks, loose padding, or frayed straps. Whatever helmet you choose, keep it securely fastened on your head when you ride. Otherwise, it's likely to fly off before it gets a chance to protect you. Eye and face protection. A plastic, shatter-resistant face shield can help protect your whole face in a crash. It also protects you from wind, dust, dirt, rain, insects, and pebbles thrown up from cars ahead. These problems are distracting and can be painful. If you have to deal with them, you can't devote your full attention to the road. Goggles protect your eyes, though they won't protect the rest of your face like a face shield does. A windshield is not a substitute for a face shield or goggles. Most windshields do not protect your eyes from the wind. Neither will eyeglasses or sunglasses. Glasses won't keep your eyes from watering, and they might blow off when you turn your head while riding. To be effective, eye or face shield protection must be free of scratches. Be resistant to penetration. Give a clear view to either side. Fasten securely, so it does not blow off. Permit air to pass through to reduce fogging. And allow room for eyeglasses or sunglasses, if needed. Tinted eye protection should not be worn at night or any other time when light is limited. Clothing. The right clothing protects you in a collision. It also provides comfort, as well as protection from heat, cold, debris, and hot and moving parts of the motorcycle. Jacket and pants. Jacket and pants should cover arms and legs completely. They should fit snugly enough to keep from flapping in the wind, yet loosely enough to move freely. Leather offers the most protection. Sturdy synthetic material provides a lot of protection as well. Wear a jacket even in warm weather to prevent dehydration. Many are designed to protect without getting you overheated, even on summer days. Boots or shoes. Boots or shoes should be high and sturdy enough to cover your ankles and give them support. Soles should be made of hard, durable, slip-resistant material. Keep heels short so they do not catch on rough surfaces. Tuck laces so they won't catch on your motorcycle. Gloves. Gloves allow a better grip and help protect your hands in a crash. Your gloves should be made of leather or similar durable material. In cold or wet weather, your clothes should keep you warm and dry as well. You cannot control a motorcycle well if you are numb. Riding for long periods in cold weather can cause severe chill and fatigue. A winter jacket should resist wind and fit snugly at the neck, wrists, and waist. Good quality rain suits designed for motorcycle riding resist tearing apart or ballooning up at high speeds. Know your motorcycle. There are plenty of things on the highway that can cause you trouble. Your motorcycle should not be one of them. To make sure that your motorcycle won't let you down, read owner's manual first. Start with the right motorcycle for you. Be familiar with the motorcycle controls. Check the motorcycle before every ride. Keep it in safe riding condition between rides, and avoid add-ons and modifications that make your motorcycle harder to handle. The right motorcycle for you. First, make sure your motorcycle is right for you. It should fit you. Your feet should reach the ground while you are seated on the motorcycle. At minimum, your street-legal motorcycle should have a headlight, taillight and brake light, front and rear brakes, turn signals, a horn and two mirrors. Borrowing and lending. Borrowers and lenders of motorcycles beware. Crashes are fairly common among beginning riders, especially in the first months of riding. Riding an unfamiliar motorcycle adds to the problem. If you borrow a motorcycle, get familiar with it in a controlled area. If you lend your motorcycle to friends, make sure they are licensed and know how to ride before allowing them out into traffic. No matter how experienced you may be, ride extra carefully on any motorcycle that's unfamiliar to you. More than half of all crashes occur on motorcycles ridden by the operator for less than 6 months. Get familiar with the controls. Make sure you are completely familiar with the motorcycle before you take it out on the street. Be sure to review the owner's manual. This is particularly important if you are riding a borrowed motorcycle. If you are going to use an unfamiliar motorcycle, make all of the checks you would on your own motorcycle. Find out where everything is, particularly the turn signals, horn, headlight switch, fuel control valve, and engine cutoff switch. Find and operate these items without having to look for them. Know the gear pattern, and work the throttle, clutch, and brakes a few times before you start riding. All controls react a little differently. And ride very cautiously and be aware of surroundings. Accelerate gently, take turns more slowly, and leave extra room for stopping. Check your motorcycle. A motorcycle needs more frequent attention than a car. A minor technical failure in a car seldom leads to anything more than an inconvenience for the driver. If something's wrong with the motorcycle, you'll want to find out about it before you get in traffic. Make a complete check of your motorcycle before every ride. Before starting your trip, check the tire's air pressure and general wear and tread, oil and fluid levels. At a minimum, check hydraulic fluids and coolants weekly. Look under the motorcycle for signs of an oil or gas leak, check your headlight and taillight, and test your switch to make sure both high and low beams are working. Also check both right and left turn signals, and make sure all lights are working properly. Try both brake controls, making sure each one turns on the brake light. Once you are on the motorcycle but before starting out, check that clutch and throttle are working smoothly. The throttle should snap back when you let go. The clutch should feel tight and smooth. That mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. It's difficult to ride with one hand while you try to adjust a mirror. Adjust each mirror so you can see the lane behind and as much as possible of the lane next to you. When properly adjusted, a mirror may show the edge of your arm or shoulder, but it's the road behind and to the side that's most important. Your front and rear brakes one at a time, making sure each feels firm and holds the motorcycle when it is fully applied, and that your horn works. In addition, you should make weekly checks of wheels, cables, fasteners, and fluids. Refer to your owner's manual for recommendations. Basic vehicle control. Body position. Posture. Sit so you can use your arms to steer the motorcycle rather than to hold yourself up. Seat position. Sit far enough forward so that your arms are slightly bent when you hold the handle grips. Bending your arms permits you to press on the handlebars without having to stretch. Hands. Hold the handle grips firmly to keep your grip over rough surfaces. Start with your right wrist flat. This will help you keep from accidentally using too much throttle. Also, adjust the handlebars so your hands are even with or below your elbows. This permits you to use the proper muscles for precision steering. Knees. Keep your knees against the gas tank to help you keep your balance as the motorcycle turns. Feet. Keep your feet firmly on the foot pegs to maintain balance. Don't drag your feet. If your foot catches on something, you can be injured and it could affect your control of the motorcycle. Keep your feet near the controls so you can get to them quickly, if needed. Also, don't let your toes point downward. They may get caught between the road and the foot pegs. Shifting gears. There is more to shifting gears than simply getting the motorcycle to pick up speed smoothly. Learning to use the gears when downshifting, turning or starting on hills is important for safe motorcycle operation. Shift down through the gears with the clutch as you slow or stop. Remain in first gear while you are stopped so that you can move out quickly if you need to. Make certain you are riding slowly enough when you shift into a lower gear. If not, the motorcycle will lurch, and the rear wheel may skid. When riding downhill or shifting into first gear, you may need to use the brakes to slow enough before downshifting safely. Work towards a smooth, even clutch release, especially when downshifting. It is best to change gears before entering a turn. However, sometimes shifting while in the turn is necessary. If so, remember to do so smoothly. A sudden change in power to the rear wheel can cause a skid. Braking. Your motorcycle has two brakes, one each for the front and rear wheel. Use both of them at the same time. The front brake is more powerful and can provide at least 3/4 of your total stopping power. The front brake is safe to use if you use it properly. Remember to use both brakes every time you slow or stop, Using both brakes for even normal stops will permit you to develop the proper habit or skill of using both brakes properly in an emergency. Squeeze the front brake and press down on the rear. Grabbing at the front brake or jamming down on the rear can cause the brakes to lock, resulting in control problems. If you know the technique, using both brakes in a turn is possible, although it should be done very carefully. When leaning the motorcycle, some of the traction is used for cornering, and then less traction is available for stopping. A skid can occur if you apply too much brake. Also, using the front brake incorrectly on a slippery surface may be hazardous. Use caution and squeeze the brake lever, never grab. Some motorcycles have integrated braking systems that link the front and rear brakes together by applying the rear brake pedal. Consult the owner's manual for a detailed explanation on the operation and effective use of these systems. Turning. Riders often try to take curves or turns too fast. When they can't hold the turn, they end up crossing into another lane of traffic or going off the road. Or, they overreact and brake too hard, causing a skid and loss of control. Approach turns and curves with caution. Use four steps for better control: slow, look, lean, and roll. Slow. Reduce speed before the turn by closing the throttle and, if necessary, applying both brakes. Look. Look through the turn to where you want to go. Turn just your head, not your shoulders, and keep your eyes level with the horizon. Press. To turn, the motorcycle must lean. To lean the motorcycle, press on the hand grip in the direction of the turn. Press left, lean left, go left. Press right, lean right, go right. Higher speeds and/or tighter turns require the motorcycle to lean more. Roll. Roll on the throttle through the turn to stabilize suspension. Maintain steady speed or accelerate gradually through the turn. This will help keep the motorcycle stable. In normal turns, the rider and the motorcycle should lean together at the same angle. In slow tight turns, counterbalance by leaning the motorcycle only and keeping your body upright. Keeping your distance. The best protection you can have is distance, a cushion of space, all around your motorcycle. If someone else makes a mistake, distance gives you time to react and space to maneuver. Maintain best lane position. In some ways, the size of the motorcycle can work to your advantage. Each traffic lane gives a motorcycle three paths of travel, as indicated in the illustration. Your lane position should increase your ability to see and be seen. Protect your lane from other drivers. Avoid blind spots. Avoid surface hazards. Communicate your intentions. Avoid wind blast from other vehicles, and provide an escape route. No portion of the lane need be avoided, including the center. Position yourself in the portion of the lane where you are most likely to be seen and you can maintain a space cushion around you. Change position as traffic situations change. Ride in path 2 or 3 if vehicles and other potential problems are on your left only. Remain in path 1 or 2 if hazards are on your right only. If vehicles are being operated on both sides of you, the center of the lane, path 2, is usually your best option. The oily strip in the center portion that collects drippings from cars is usually no more than 2 feet wide. Unless the road is wet, the average center strip permits adequate traction to ride on safely. You can operate to the left or right of the grease strip and still be within the center portion of the traffic lane. Avoid riding on big buildups of oil and grease usually found at busy intersections or toll booths. Following and being followed. Following another vehicle. Following too closely is a major factor in crashes involving motorcyclists. In traffic, motorcycles need as much distance to stop as cars. Normally, a minimum of 2 seconds distance should be maintained behind the vehicle ahead. To gauge your following distance, pick out a marker, such as a pavement marking or lamppost, on or near the road ahead. When the rear bumper of the vehicle ahead passes the marker, count off the seconds, 1001, 1002, and if you reach the marker before you reach 2, you are following too closely. A 2-second following distance leaves a minimum amount of space to stop or swerve if the driver ahead stops suddenly. It also permits a better view of potholes and other hazards in the road. A larger cushion of space is needed if your motorcycle will take longer than normal to stop. If the pavement is slippery, if you cannot see through the vehicle ahead, or if traffic is heavy and someone may squeeze in front of you, open up a 3-second or greater following distance. Keep well behind the vehicle ahead even when you are stopped. This will make it easier to get out of the way if someone bears down on you from behind. It will also give you a cushion of space if the vehicle ahead starts to back up for some reason. When behind a car, ride where the driver can see you in the rear view mirror. Riding in the center portion of the lane should put your image in the middle of the rear view mirror, where a driver is most likely to see you. Riding at the far side of a lane may permit a driver to see you in a side view mirror. But remember that most drivers don't look at their side view mirrors nearly as often as they check the rear view mirror. If the traffic situation allows, the center portion of the lane is usually the best place for you to be seen by the drivers ahead and to prevent lane sharing by others. Being followed. Speeding up to lose someone following too closely only ends up with someone tailgating you at a higher speed. A better way to handle tailgaters is to get them in front of you. When someone is following too closely, change lanes and let them pass. If you can't do this, slow down and open up extra space ahead of you to allow room for both you and the tailgater to stop. This will also encourage them to pass. If they don't pass, you will have given yourself and the tailgater more time and space to react in case an emergency does develop ahead. Avoid the no zone. One of the most serious misjudgments made about trucks concerns the truck driver's field of vision. Many believe that because a truck driver sits high, he can see further ahead and can react sooner to developments on the road. True, the truck driver has a better view over the top of any vehicles ahead of him, but heavy vehicles have serious blind spots that other vehicles do not. Heavy vehicles have deep blind spots directly behind them. Avoid tailgating in this no-zone area. The truck driver cannot see you in this position and your own view of the traffic flow is severely reduced. Following too closely not only greatly increases your chances of a rear-end collision but also creates a hazardous situation if debris such as ice, rocks and tire recapping material ends up in your path or strikes you or your motorcycle through no fault of the truck driver. Heavy vehicles also have very large blind spots on both the right and the left side. When you drive in these blind spots, no zones, for any length of time, you cannot be seen by the truck driver. If the truck driver needs to change lanes quickly for any reason, a serious or fatal crash could occur. The right turn squeeze happens when a motorcycle finds itself in the blind spot located on the right side of a heavy vehicle, which is turning right. Motorcyclists who are aware of no zone areas when sharing the road with heavy vehicles are better prepared to avoid potential crashes. For all of the reasons listed above, it is best to avoid loitering in any no-zone area. Passing and being passed. Passing and being passed by another vehicle is not much different than in a car. However, visibility is more critical. Be sure other drivers see you, and that you see potential hazards. Passing. Decide if it is safe to pass. Do not pass if signs or pavement markings prohibit passing. If you see any vehicles, pedestrians, bridges, curves, hills, intersections, or railroad crossings just ahead, do not pass. Wait. Do not try to pass more than one vehicle at a time on a two-lane road. Do not follow another vehicle that is passing a car in front of you. Do not pass a school bus with flashing red lights, unless there is a physical barrier or separate roadway between your motorcycle and the bus. How to pass. Before passing, ride in the left portion of the lane at a safe following distance to increase your line of sight and make yourself more visible. Signal and check for oncoming traffic. Use your mirrors and turn your head to look for traffic behind. When safe, move into the left lane and accelerate. Select a lane position that doesn't crowd the car you are passing and provide space to avoid hazards in your lane. Ride through the blind spot as quickly as possible. Signal again, and complete mirror and head checks before returning to your original lane and then cancel your signal. Remember, passes must be completed only where permitted. Know your signs and road markings. Being passed. When you are being passed from behind or by an oncoming vehicle, stay in the center portion of your lane. Riding any closer to them could put you in a hazardous situation. Avoid being hit by the other vehicle, A slight mistake by you or the passing driver could cause a side swipe crash. Extended mirrors. Some drivers forget that their mirrors hang out farther than their fenders. Objects thrown from windows. Even if the driver knows you're there, a passenger may not and might toss something on you or the road ahead of you. And blasts of wind from larger vehicles, they can affect your control. You have more room for error if you are in the middle portion of the lane when hit by this blast than if you are on either side of the lane. Do not move into the portion of the lane farthest from the passing vehicle. It might invite the other driver to cut back into your lane too early. Passing heavy vehicles. When passing a tractor trailer, take into account the vehicle's total length, particularly double trailers. Some of these vehicles can be as much as 100 feet long. Make sure you have adequate space. When a motorcyclist cuts in too soon after passing a heavy vehicle, then abruptly slows down, truck drivers are forced to compensate with little time or room to spare. Because it takes longer to pass a large vehicle, you should maintain a consistent speed when passing and be sure you can see both headlights and the entire cab of the truck behind you before pulling back into your lane. When approaching a construction zone, a motorcyclist may be tempted to pass a heavy vehicle at a high speed and then cut in front of the truck to avoid being trapped behind it. However, that can often result in not enough braking distance between the truck and the motorcycle, and the truck may unavoidably rear-end the bike, causing a serious or even fatal crash.